You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Cam is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Elena. They went on a date, and now he's hearing nothing. So we're going to try to get her on the phone in a minute and see why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But before that, Cam, how long has it been since you heard from Elena?
It's been about 4 days.
How did you meet Elena?
Well, so we actually met at the grocery store checkout line.
Oh, cool.
I love that. That's like a Hallmark movie.
How'd that work?
No, like Hallmark movie. That's perfect. That's what I was thinking. So I saw her. I thought she was extremely pretty, said hi. And then, you know, I ended up following her out to her car. We were chatting just a bit, and I got her number, and she was like totally into it. It was really, she's like so cute. You know, we were like flirting and talking with each other and exchange numbers. So I thought it was going really well, and I didn't expect that at all. So I was thinking, you know, for our first date, I was like, oh man, this would be funny and kind of cute. Like, let's meet at the grocery store parking lot and like have like an outdoor picnic in the back of my truck, you know, and I brought like pillows and blankets, and I had like pizza and some wine and sippy cups.
Who are you?
And y'all were in the grocery store parking lot?
That's okay. I just thought it would have been really cute. It almost is. Gave me that whole Star is Born kind of vibe, you know?
Yeah,
it just sort of felt like, I don't know, the only thing I could say is like felt like really meant to be. And so I know it's only been 4 days, but, you know, it went really well. And we were talking a lot afterwards and texting, you know, that like texting a lot between each other. And all of a sudden, it just communication stopped. So I'm thinking, like, what happened? It seems bigger to me because it was going so good, you know? So I really would like to find out.
You were texting after your date and everything?
Yeah, no, she hit me up and said goodnight. I said goodnight. We were like that entire next day, like all day. We were just texting back and forth. It was just wonderful. And I was going, oh my God, this is like romantic dream come true. You know what I mean? Like, what is going on here? And then it just stopped. So I'm just a little worried. I don't know why. I'm just in the dark a bit, and I'm like, why would she respond to any of my texts? I'm hoping that y'all can help me get in touch with her, and maybe she'll let me know what's going on. Maybe it's just she got busy or something, or who knows? So that's my hope anyway.
Well, if you think back on the date, was there any moment? I guess if she was talking to you the day after, or maybe she was being polite talking to you the day after and then knew she was going to ghost you, and then, you know, if something happened on the date. Like, is there anything that you can think of that would have been weird?
Nothing. I mean, I honestly can't think of anything. I mean, we weren't just talking to be polite. We were talking about meeting again and how wonderful the night was. And yeah, that's not a person you're just trying to be nice.
Anything you can think of that would be a reason she'd be ghosting you?
I mean, honestly, I have no idea. I swear, I don't know. I mean, was it as romantic as she thought in the parking lot? But I mean, maybe she'll look back and, I don't know, talk to a friend or something. They thought it was corny, but I don't think she's that type. She seems smart and independent. Like, she could think for herself. So I'm just boggled. I mean, maybe she had a relationship or something, and it was more serious than, I mean, I would just like to know that.
Okay.
If that's the case.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. All right, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Cam is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Elena. So we're about to get her on the phone and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But before we do that, Cam, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation?
Yeah, I met this beautiful girl named Elena at the checkout line at a grocery store. We had a wonderful date and everything went well. And then she just hasn't, you know, hit me back, and it's been a few days. And so I'm hoping that something is still there.
And you were texting with her for a while after your date, too. It's not like she didn't ghost you right after the date.
Correct. Yeah, we did. We followed up and had tons of communication the day after, and then it just stopped.
It could have been our friends rooster blocking and calling it a corny date.
Yeah.
Rooster blocking.
Yeah.
You said it. Maybe one of her friends said it was corny or something like that. I mean, the parking lot or trying to follow a movie or something, but...
All right, well, we'll see. You ready for us to call her?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's rock and roll.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Elena?
Yeah, sure.
What's up, Elena? How are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Elena. The whole show's here. My name's Nina.
Oh.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
How are you?
Hi. Hi.
Do you ever listen to the show?
Yeah, but it's a little surreal that you're calling me right now.
Isn't it? I feel the same way.
What? Jubal just crossed his arms, sat back in his chair and goes, isn't it?
It's crazy. It's crazy how we met this way. Elena, we're calling you because we do a segment on the show called The First Date Follow-Up, where if you go out on a date with someone and then end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened and why you're ghosting them. And we got an email about you from a dude named Cam.
All right. Well, all right.
That doesn't sound very good.
No, I mean, I really liked Cam. I mean, there's nothing, we went on a date. I thought it was really nice. I actually thought it was probably the most romantic date I've ever had. And it felt really like special. The whole night was just kind of very romantic. And, I honestly thought something was going to happen with this, but, the following night, I get a random DM from this girl named Melissa, who just basically was just like, don't speak to my boyfriend ever again, this and that. And I was like, well, I don't believe you. Like, how do you? And she just sends me a picture of the both of them. And it's clearly him. And I'm just like, I don't.
Oh, no.
I don't want to be a side piece here. Like, I don't want to deal with this. And I'd rather not.
Hold on, please. I'm sorry. I didn't want to cut anybody off, but I have to correct this. Please.
Elena, that's Cam. He's actually on the phone listening.
Oh, my God.
No,
oh,
thank, wow. Hi. Yeah. No, no. I'm so sorry I had to do it this way. But okay. I'm glad you said that. Because, look, Melissa is my ex. Like, we have been separated for over a year now. And she's been holding out hope that possibly it still could be reconciled because I haven't been dating, because I talked about you and our date to one of my coworkers, and that's probably how she found out, because we still work together. But no way. No, I'm 100% single. Like, there is nothing there. I totally thought it was the best date I've ever been on too. And I don't want to leave that because of this. I mean, I swear you can ask my friends, follow up with anything. We are not together anymore. She is, I don't know what. That is super spiteful.
You said you haven't been with her for a year?
No, over a year. Like, it has been done. We were together for a few years, like 4 years, and it just didn't work out. And it's been over, and she just hasn't really moved on. I mean, I showed my friend, my coworker, social. I was like, oh my God, this is magic. Like, and so he saw, and he must have said something, which is crazy. Yeah, like, believe me. Yeah.
Well, like, just tell her not to reach out to me, because, like, you know,
I will now that I know, my God, you're single.
Has she done this before?
She has done it one time before, but I thought it was over. Like, that was like 8 months ago when it was like fresher. Like, I thought she got over by now.
There's nothing that's making her, your ex, feel like that there's a real reason to be holding on. Because I know people are quick to jump to conclusions and be like, oh, she's crazy. But like, are you sure you're not giving her mixed signals for her to think that she has some type of, like, I don't know, say to who you are saying?
No, we don't hang out outside. We talk at work. And so, I mean, it felt like I blocked her. I don't have ill feelings towards her that way.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, when she just hasn't, she's seen, we've mentioned in the hall, like, you're not seeing anybody yet. And I'm like, no, I'm just waiting for the right moment and dating, and, but nothing's set right now. And so I said stuff like that, but I never gave her any indication that I want her back. It just didn't work out.
Oh, no, this sounds like I'm just jumping into a whole big mess right now. I don't know.
It really is a little messy. It really isn't. I mean, I can't say any other way. It's like, I've moved on. If she hasn't, it's like, she's not in my life though.
Like, yeah, but how many times can you, like, reiterate, say that I'm single, like, we're not together?
Does she have snapped tendencies? Because honestly, I would be scared of that.
She's not crazy. Like, I mean, I swear. I mean, it's like, I hope that all of y'all understand, like, sometimes if you have a past, it's not a past that I want a part of me. I am moving on. I have moved on.
Right.
And someone else doesn't determine who I am.
I do understand that. I do hope, though, that there's something that, I don't know, you can do to stop her from thinking there's anything there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now that knowing this, because like I said, the first time it happened a long time ago, it was like 8 months ago. I know it's fresh and I gave her the benefit of the doubt. We talked. If she's still like that, like, I'm definitely going to confront her and let her know this is uncalled for. Like, you can't do this anymore. We're done.
Yeah, and not because to contact me, too.
100%. Like, she shouldn't be contacting you. She doesn't know you.
I'd block her, Elena.
You must be really special if she's still contacting you all this time.
I mean, there's obviously something she can't get over.
Ow.
Elena, would you like to go out with Cam again on another date? We'll pay for it.
I'll give it another chance. Yes. Yeah,
I have plenty more movie ideas, I swear. I'm.
What's the movie that has the girl holding mace in her purse?
What?
Whatever that movie is, make sure you're that one.
Jesus, what?
I've had my, like, I was dating somebody whose ex showed up at the foot of the bed, broke into his house when I was there, so I'm telling you, just be safe.
Sean, please don't do this. What are you doing? No.
I mean, I'm just saying, that was mean.
She's not violent, she's not crazy like that.
Okay, good.
Now I'm having second thoughts.
I'm not saying that.
God, no.
Protect yourself. I'm sorry. Go on the date. Good luck.
Would you still want to go out with me again?
Oh, wow. What a proposal. Yes. But somewhere just, you know, near the police station. Just like near
Great idea. Congratulations.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.